The Forest Service is exploring ways to grow Southeast Alaska's economy as the timber industry continues to shrink. It released a preliminary plan last week proposing trail, fisheries, and energy projects in the Tongass National Forest. As Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, it's part of a larger change in Forest Service philosophy.
For years, this was the sound of the main economic activity in the Tongass National Forest.
Watch our head.
That's good.
Logging was once a major part of Southeast Alaska's economy, but the big pulp mills closed more than a dozen years ago, and smaller mills have been following suit because they can't find enough timber to stay in business. The Forest Service this spring acknowledged what many already believed, that the agency planned to phase out logging old-growth trees. Now it's announced a framework for new economic development in the region.
This is an opportunity to provide jobs and to look at opportunities to work with communities and get people back to work.
Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton says the agency wants to make the transition from logging older trees to cutting previously logged areas that are growing back. But the most mature stands of young growth will take at least 20 to 30 years before they're ready for sustainable harvest. So the agency will continue to allow some old growth logging, limited to areas that already have roads. And some of that work will be combined into what are called stewardship contracts.
The receipts from the sale of the timber would then be used to provide for a variety of services, such as trails and cabin improvements, fish pass work, as well as improvements for wildlife habitat.
Pendleton released what's called a transition framework for the forest at a Tongass Futures Roundtable meeting in Cake. The plan, developed after more than two dozen community meetings, also proposes development of renewable energy, forest restoration, tourism, subsistence, and mariculture. Lori Cooper works for the Alaska Wilderness League, one of the stakeholders at the roundtable. She says the plan provides a much-needed long-term vision.
There's been a lot of talk about what's next for the industry. It's been a conversation at the roundtable for 5 years. And what I think for the first time this does is really lay out a path forward to say, how do we get from points A to B, and how do we do it by stabilizing the industry, keeping jobs in the wood, and providing a future for the industry here.
It looks like a program that was put together by a bunch of college professors that never did anything in their life but go to school. There's no way to implement it.
Owen Graham runs the Alaska Forest Association, which represents the timber industry. He says loggers are already involved in restoration work, repairing roads, and other items proposed in the plan. What they're not doing is finding enough jobs. And he says the transition framework won't change anything.
They say recreation contracts, they think they can provide 12 jobs. Well, that's great, 12. And then they restoration stream projects, they said they think if they get enough money, they could provide 5 jobs for the next 10 years. 5. We used to have 4,000 to 5,000 jobs, and we currently have about 700.
The plan is a framework with lots of ideas, but some worry it's just a laundry list of projects.
I think they have some innovation to do it, but their bureaucracy is a slow-moving process.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich wonders where the money will come from.
They talk about needed resources, but they sure don't say, here's how we're going to commit, here's the hard dollars that will be necessary to sustain this effort. That's something we're going to have to look aggressively at to make sure they have the resources.
The Forest Service will commit some money, though it hasn't decided how much. Regional Forester Pendleton says a longer-term effort will identify funding from a variety of sources. That includes the Federal Rural Development Agency and the U.S. Commerce Department. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.